Iran weighs next move.
When we take action, it won't be disproportionate.
Possible impeachment witness for Senate Republicans.
They might be interested in hearing from Bolton.
Additional charges against Harvey Weinstein.
The defendant used his power to gain access to his victims.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Things got out of hand at the hometown funeral for the Iranian general killed in a U.S. airstrike, with more than 30 people killed in a stampede, some 200 others hurt. The death of Qasem Soleimani has sparked calls for revenge. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer spoke with Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Zarif, in Tehran.
Iran has powerful allies and proxies in the region who could be used to carry out revenge attacks. But Dr. Zarif appeared to rule that out when I asked him about reports that Iran's supreme leader has ordered that any revenge attacks should be proportional and carried out by Iranian forces.
We are a law-abiding nation. When we take action, it won't be disproportionate, unlike what President Trump has said. And we will do it not in a cowardly way, but in a clear and proportionate way.
When?
As we choose.
What comes next may be from Iran, but the U.S. is also making military moves. CBS News national security contributor Michael Morrell.
As the mourning period ends, what I'm most concerned about is a missile attack in Iraq against a U.S. diplomatic or military facility that kills an American, thereby forcing the president to either live up to his red line and attack Iran, in which case we're at war, or he doesn't do that and he looks weak.
The U.S. Maritime Administration has warned ships in the Middle East about the possibility of Iranian action, and there's word the U.S. Air Force carried out a drill with 52 fighter jets in Utah. White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
The president is threatening to strike 52 sites in Iran, including cultural ones, which would violate international law. But three senior administration officials either publicly contradicted Mr. Trump or said that he had not said what he said. Adding to the confusion Monday, the Pentagon circulated a letter announcing a withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq. But the Pentagon later said there is no decision to leave Iraq, and it was just a draft.
It was a mistake, an honest mistake.
Democrats called the disorganization a danger to national security.
Amid it all, Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar tweeted a fake photo of Iran's president shaking hands and smiling with Barack Obama. The two men never met in person. A new twist in the impeachment story. Former Trump national security advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at a Senate trial if he's subpoenaed. CBS's Nancy Cordes says Republicans who control the Senate have said they have no appetite for testimony from additional witnesses.
Some Senate Republicans tell us that they're interested in hearing what Bolton has to say, while others believe that that's a decision that should be made once the Senate trial actually gets underway. Bolton's testimony could be intriguing because he was the president's top foreign policy advisor. And we know from other witnesses that he was troubled by the efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden.
Jury selection opens today in New York in the Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial. CBS's Jerika Duncan says the fallen Hollywood kingpin now faces L.A. law.
District Attorney Jackie Lacey announced new criminal charges against Harvey Weinstein, including forcible rape and sexual battery by restraint.
To those victims, I want you to know we see you, we hear you, and we believe you.
According to the DA's office, on February 18, 2013, Weinstein allegedly raped a woman in a Los Angeles hotel room. The next evening, he allegedly sexually assaulted a different woman in a hotel suite in Beverly Hills.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake has knocked out power, caused some damage, and at least one death in Puerto Rico. CBS's David Begno.
People on the island are telling me that a lot of them are staying outside over fears that their homes may collapse with future earthquakes. Some houses were ripped to their foundations. Other cars were crushed underneath homes that collapsed.
It's the most powerful in a string of quakes that have rattled Puerto Rico. Facebook has fired a new shot in the war against political misinformation. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Facebook executives say they're banning deepfakes and other manipulated videos if they have been edited. CBS News technology consultant Larry Maggott.
Banning deepfakes along with fake accounts and interference in our election by foreign powers is part of their effort to regain trust with the public.
But remember this doctored video that got 2 million hits?
And then he had a press conference in the Rose Garden.
Facebook says a video edited to make House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slur her words does not violate the new guidelines, though it now carries a warning that it's fake. Steve?
Cooler weather and some rain has helped firefighters in Australia as they deal with massive wildfires. CBS's Jamie Yukis is in New South Wales.
Hundreds of Australians are starting to sift through the rubble of their still smoldering homes, returning to smog-filled towns.
I couldn't see. The smoke was so thick.
And empty stores.
They evacuated the tourists. That was our income, which is all our cream and our profit.
Thousands have been left homeless. Many in rural areas have spent days without electricity and drinking water.
Back here at home, CBS's Janet Shamlian has the story of mysterious drones in the sky over parts of Nebraska and Colorado.
That's a drone. Michelle Eckhoff has been watching large drones fly over her home for the last week, just after dark, several at a time.
It reminded me of War of the Worlds. The sky is lit up with Christmas lights, basically. There is lights and things flying all over.
Hers is among the hundreds of reports across several states since December of large commercial-sized drones flying low at night, often in formation. 77 agencies formed a joint task force to identify who is flying the drones and why. The FAA says it's taking the sightings seriously, and in a statement said in part, "We have not determined the source of the reported drone flights."
For the second time in months, a major U.S. dairy company has filed for bankruptcy protection. The move by Borden comes as milk sales and consumption drop. A Florida man wanted to fit into a certain kind of uniform, and he had to lose weight to do it.
Christian Montijo says he had a dream.
My goal was to join the Army.
But a year ago, the 28-year-old man from Kissimmee weighed more than 300 pounds and knew he'd have to change his habits to get in shape. He did.
I started meal prepping, drinking water, cutting all the sodas, and just cooking at home on Sundays for the whole week.
Montijo lost 165 pounds, and last October, he got the call he was waiting for. He was in. Last night, he was headed to Tampa, and from there he goes to basic training to work as a satellite technician. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A British study finds after just 6 months of an exercise program, people can reverse the impact of aging on their blood vessels, with marathon runners cutting the age of their arteries by up to 4 years as blood pressure and arterial stiffness goes down. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.